likes the people that make them.
Yeah, I like the people who make them.
Yeah, the customers. But, interesting sort of
yes, yes, very nice customers.
You don't like artist books?
I'm not interested in artist books, really. Some odd ones. Some people, some of the presses that publish things. But no, I'm not really interested.
So why are you here?
To help Marcus.
I see.
I hope you're not recording this.
So you ignore the rest of it then? You don't...
I go around, but I like the people. So I go around talking to the people.
Okay.
Making sure it's all properly organised and they're all enjoying themselves and there are no complaints and no people here who shouldn't be here asking silly questions of
them. Yeah. Why don't you like artist book?
I'm just not interested. I didn't say I didn't like that, I said I'm not interested in it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about that.
You're not going to talk about it?
No, I'm not. No. I want to be positive about this.
Right. Well, we're at the ICA.
We are.
We're
at the ICA. It's a beautiful sunny day.
It's a beautiful sunny day. It's November the 23rd, and this is the London Artists Book Fair 2007. And you are?
Tim Sayer.
And you're helping Marcus Campbell, who is the organiser of this event.
He's the organiser. He's organised this for at least, what, 15 years?
14 years, yeah. Okay. And this is Gwenda. You're also a book artist, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes.
And what is an artist book?
Well, that's the question that everyone's asking, isn't it?
What is an artist book? I don't know what an artist book is. You can't generalise. There are so many
Can
categories, aren't there?
Goblin?
Why don't you ask this
next to the next
table? Can you tell what an artist book is?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to define, isn't it? It's perhaps it's two different artists working together to create a book.
Do you make artist books yourself?
Yes, yeah, I do. Yeah.
How would you define an artist's book?
I make books covering a wide range of individual creative processes, I suppose.
I think that the fact that you've done it from start to finish, you know, that you've done everything to make the book, you know, that becomes the whole. You know, nothing's gone outside, you know, your own life.
To Ty Parks, book artist.
Artist as well as book artist. Mainly artist.
Okay.
But book artist as well.
I'm sort of walking around trying to get a definition of what an artist book is.
Right.
Is that possible?
In my work I try and extend the boundaries of what an artist book is so that the objects that I assemble have a very loose connection with traditional artist book, but I've used found books as bases for small sculptures, and in this this fair I'm doing a performance that lasts for 3 days, and every hour on the hour I'll move parts of the objects along the table.
So this stand here constitutes a sort of performance piece.
It's a performance and installation,
yeah,
relating to artist books. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this will this sort of change throughout the over the 3 days?
Yes, this object here, the snail, will be on Friday, and it's on the wall here. On Saturday will be the snail projector, and on Sunday will be the snail chainsaw.
Fantastic.
And the other two will be not there when the performing one is there.
Ty Parks.
Ty Parks.
Yeah. And do your editions have a name, or do you just kind of...
I call them perform montages. Well, the performance is a sort of perform montage. And the objects I make, which include books, so they're loosely related to artist books, are small sculptures, really.
Could you propose anything?
Yeah, certainly. I'm by profession a historian. Therefore, I'm very familiar with the way in which the genre called livered artist has evolved, which we call artist books. This was established at the end of the 19th century, mainly by the French. And one of the great pioneers was Ambroise Vallard, Picasso's dealer. He published a book called Parallèlement, illustrated by Pierre Bonnard. We did not sell out the edition in 10 years, but now fetches upwards £25,000 if one can find. The tradition was immediately picked up by Kahnweider, by Theriot, Fabiani and the others. So an artist's book, as Waller conceived it, is a combination of images plus text.
And that is a livre d'artiste?
That was the livre d'artiste in the classical sense.
Yeah.
But during the last 20 or 30 years, the livre d'artiste or artist book has evolved from that classical presentation into what is called concept books. A concept book is a mixture or melange of three things. First of all, you have the presentation of book as an object, as an art object. And that means the binding, the housing of the book, and so on, is a very modern avant-garde presentation, according to the concept art. What is inside, perhaps, is not always very important. But and finally, there is the artist's own input, the textual input. So between the modern concept, livre d'artist or artist book, and the classical, there is a considerable gap. Now there is no, I think, agreed view what is an artist's book. But what an artist's book is not is very clear. The edition is limited to maybe 5 copies, 20 copies, never more than about 25 copies. The classical Waller's livre d'artiste would have an edition of 75 to 250 copies. But a concept, never. It may be just a unique copy, that's all.
Okay. So you are
I'm the creator.
Chowdhury?
I'm Professor Chowdhury.
Professor Chowdhury.
A historian by profession.
Okay.
At London University and at the European University in Florence.
And do your editions have a name? Do you have a sort of a publishing name or a,
which is Skifanoia?
Skifanoia Private Press.
Private Press. And
okay.
There is a description.
Yeah. Great.
I'll give it to you.
My installation upstairs. It's a room-sized book.
Really?
But I've had to put it on the table here. But yes, I've been experimenting with the idea of having objects and books and prints and things so that it's a book you get right inside. So I started off doing ones that are about 12 inches square that opened out in sorts of ways that were like furniture, but then I decided to make it room size with real furniture. And sitting down, because we were just saying to Heather, who's next to me, you know, it's very hard to just stand at tables. It's lovely the relationship you get with people talking about it, but then I thought you need to make people more comfortable, because often they want to be there quite a long time.
Yeah.
So the idea of having furniture and chairs and lights and making a good environment. Caroline Trant.
And do you have an edition, as it were?
Paul Parvenu Press, because I used to make sort of more editions of things, but I'm an artist originally, so I suppose I alternate between being Parvenu Press and, in this case, just being myself as an artist, I suppose.
Paul, you assume you're only here for the money?
That's it. But I don't know if you're going to tell it. I'm not truly representative of this lot.
Does that mean you're actually hoping to make money out of artist books?
Oh, I think that's a reasonable expectation.
Is it?
I think they're undervalued in many fields. There are very few places, I think, very few commercial retailers who value the work that's put into these. I think, you know, if you think of the hours that are put into these works, as opposed to a painting that goes on the wall, the relative prices that you can ask for them or get for them is ridiculous. Illustration or authorial practice,
okay.
Course, which is, and Atlantic Press, who are
Atlantic Press, Falmouth.
Yeah,
that's the publishing part of the MA Illustration,
okay.
Authorial practice.
And how do you define an artist's book?
It could be an artist's own interpretation of their book, so that it could end up being published in some form of a self-publishing scheme or as a small publishing group. But a lot of the books can be unique in themselves.
Yeah.
So there's quite a real
and
spread.
Not just something between covers. You could paste a book across a wall in individual illustrations.
We're looking at a zigzag creation there, which can be displayed on a wall.
Or an individual etching.
Etchings like those there.
In a sort of book form.
Could we still call that a book?
Yeah,
I think we still call that a book.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
right.
Book.
You're talking to Peter Norton from Pratt Contemporary Art. What's this going out for? An artist's book is an object as opposed to a mass reproduced book. It's a work of art in a small edition, typically handcrafted or printed using traditional techniques and bound usually by independent bookbinders, or at the studio at which they were crafted. Particularly the thing that sort of that differentiates a regular book to an artist's book is the printing technique that has been used to create that book.
And these books are mostly, it looks like a sort of one-off. I mean, are they hand?
They are multiples, and there are. This is an edition of 25. This is it's called Astrid Art Water by Marcus Rhys Roberts. It's a triple section artist book that has utilised multiple print techniques, including archival inkjet, etching, dry point, and hand finished with acrylic to produce this wonderful piece.
So does your gallery only do artist books, or do you do?
No, artist books are something that we have broached on in the last 5 years. We're really a printmaking studio, and we specialise in screen print, intaglio, and digital print processes.
Fulfilling somebody else's need rather than their own need, and most of these are constructed from their own imagination.
This leads to summary.
Well, that's all. I just wanted to ask, do you have a, what do you think an artist's book is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible for you to say?
Usually I make a book, lithograph techniques, and I prefer make subjects, avant-garde books, and teams avant-garde book. Some text I write myself. My last book is quite a big size. It's a big book about Malevich, Life of Casimir Malevich.
You're from Russia yourself?
Yes.
Have you come especially for this?
Yes, especially.
Okay, what's your name?
Mikhail Karasik.
Mikhail Karasik. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Now, please, for the time.
That's
Do you think it's
a question I've heard a lot of times.
It's what?
It's a question I've heard a lot of times.
Mm. Have you heard many answers?
Yeah.
Do any of them make sense?
They're not very interesting.
Anything but a book that you buy on a shelf in a bookshop.
Anything but?
Yeah.
So.
But it's not, you're not going to find it in W.H. Smith, basically, you know.
Where
it,
might
it just departs from your usual mass-produced book.
there is no specific definition. Because an artist is just experimentation, I think.
So how does it differ from an ordinary?
Because it's not a book to read, it's a book to look at.
Nice! Yeah, it's a question.
Prolonged pause.
That's a good definition, prolonged pause. There you go.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, how does it differ from an ordinary book?
These are the sort of questions you ought to give us in advance and let us have a little bit of time to think about before you.
More spontaneous.
Who are you doing it for? Who are you asking these questions for?
Yep.
Can I tell you why I like working in a book format?
Yeah.
As an artist?
Right.
Okay, well, as an artist, I like working in a book format because of the fact that the kind of idea dictates the form, and the fact that it's quite open-ended, and it means you can take an idea and kind of like explore it in lots of different ways. And I think, I suppose artist books can be quite playful or surprising.
I don't necessarily think they're much different from a book you would pick up in a Waterstones or any other bookshop. Handmade, but I mean that doesn't make them any different, really.
I don't know.
I, I,
Space to experience.
It's impossible to define, really, and it crosses so many kind of barriers now. Conceptual art is always something that's, you know, looking at different things and ways books are performing or books are actually working or constructed. So, you know.
It's up to the artist to say whether it's a book or not. It could be anything, really, I think. As far as the artist says this is an artist book, it should be an artist book.
Any chance you can...
Sure, it's what's this?
Table book.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I would define it very broadly, and I would say that it's not a book which simply contains work by an artist, that the book itself needs to be more than a container. It needs to be appropriate to the work that's going to be in it. I would also say that an artist's book needs to have something that's unique to the book rather than just simply being like a catalogue or a collection of previous work by an artist. That there needs to be something unique to, needs to be material in the book that's unique to the book. For me, the watchword is appropriateness, where everything matters, the type of paper, the type of font, the heft of the book, the size, the shape, the cover, absolutely everything in it matters. And that for me would be, as far as my theory goes, if you like, it all ultimately comes down to the word of appropriateness.
Well, you are Andrew Kelly, are you?
Yeah, well, we're okay. Ignition. Myself and my wife are Ignition.
Well, is that the name of your edition?
Yeah.
Or your publishing house?
That's it.
What's it called again?
Ignition.ie.
Okay.
Have a look around. I can talk to you. Who are you? Where are you from?
I'm William English, and this is a programme going out on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Okay.
This afternoon at 3 o'clock on a programme called Wavelength.
We'll be in here.
Oh, well. So,
sure.
I'm not just asking people what they think an artist's book is.
Okay. Well, the room that you see here probably has 30 or 40 different exhibitors in it. I'm a graduate illustrator, Meta's a typographer and graphic designer. So that shapes both of our different sort of outputs. Mine's more like a graphic novel, really, and hers is much more skillful with traditional binding skills. So we come at it from quite different angles, even on the same table. You know, that it seems to me that, and it always has, that there's very much sort of a, you can look around the room and there are people coming very much from a craft tradition, you know, that sort of fine materials and traditional processes, you know, the classic sort of binding and all that skill that's involved with that. And then people like myself who've kind of slightly stumped into the room in the last few years, and because these places you can sort of buy a table at them, whoever you are, it's quite democratic in a nice sort of way. And so I can come in with, I think my stuff is what they call zines, which is derived from, I think, the punk kind of aesthetic of cheaply produced multiples, I think they call them. You know, that's the definition. Yeah. So mine is very much more about the ideas that are inside the pictures and the words that I write, rather than, you know, necessarily fine materials and things, which might say something about my innate laziness with, you know, making things beautifully. But I think that's where I'm coming from. I mean, on the next table to us, I think very much more them. They, for instance, have exhibited for many years, and we always see them at the fairs, and they're really different to our stuff. You know, it's sort of the classic kind of print tradition. And as you can see going around the room, I think the definition shifts with every table you probably come to. And I think that's the good thing, that there are people from the University of West England, and the lady called Sarah Bodman down on this corner table. She's got the dark hair and the bob. She might be interested to talk to you, because she's based over in Bristol with this big department. She's what they call a research fellow in artist books. And is very involved in promoting, and it's a really eclectic book, you know, art form. Perhaps that's why you came to discuss her.
What's your name?
Come on. An artist, I guess.
Okay.
That's it, yeah. I can't think of any. What would you say, John?
I suppose that's right, yeah, that's all I'd say, actually.
Are you an exhibitor, or...?
I am, yeah. Don't ask me, because I wouldn't know. As simple as that.
But how is it different from any book? No, of course it's not. So, your view, an artist's book is the same as any book?
Yeah, of course it is. If it's got a spine, it's a book. I don't see why it's different. I don't see why anybody would worry about it being different.
Right.
You know, some of these people here probably aren't artists, are they?
No.
Okay. I was talking to Marcus Campbell and Arno Desjardins. The fair is now open. It's 12:15. I've been going around asking people for a definition of an artist's book with varied responses. Can I ask you the same question?
You can well ask, William, yes. it makes me think in a roundabout way of an article written by someone called Simon Ford, who was a curator at the V&A Museum. And in a specialist journal, he wrote an article finding 25 different definitions of artist's book. And this symptomized the whole problem of the description. It is an unwieldy word, a couple of words.
Yeah.
And to me, it means anything that wants to be in this fair, to be perfectly honest. That's my kind of logic.
Right.
Hold a very wide brief of what artist's book is. It really means a book made by an artist, simply.
Yeah.
So okay. It has, to me, to be independent of a sort of third-party publisher in the normal run of what we expect publishers to do, where they commission a writer to write a book and then they put it together with the pages and the covers and the dust wrapper, etc., and they market it. An artist book, to me, is the artist runs the whole thing through.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be publishers that are specialist artist book publishers, and that's something different.
Oh.
But it's really the artist controlling how it looks and what's contained in it.
Right. Okay. And Arno, you're doing a research fellowship, and aren't you into artist books?
Yes, I am. Sorry, just bear with me.
I'm sorry.
Marcus, you know, it's true that it's very difficult to define what an artist book is. Ultimately, it's a shapeshifter essentially, and it kind of takes on different forms depending on.
So is it virtually indefinable?
No, it is. It is definable, but I think it is definable depending on a context, a place and a time. And so, yes, I think it's a description that's kind of a never-changing one.
Oh, dear.
Sorry? Who am I talking to? What's your name? What is your press? What is this called, this press?
Yes, sir. You're talking.
We are from Seoul, Korea, and we are the artist books. Artist is for looking who works for artist books. Yeah, and we are kind of.
Can I ask you what do you think an artist book is?
That's very good. It's very good. Yeah. Very good. And there's many good artist book in here, and this year we have made the International Artist Book in Seoul, and we